This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
You know, Joe, speaking of sharks, did you see that whale that washed up in Delaware? Y'all didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that.
No, yeah, neither.
Yesterday.
A whale washed up in Delaware?
Dead.
Okay.
Dead whale.
So yeah. What's the...
Well, by the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Is there a point to this, or are you just
no,
sad?
When I heard the thing about the shark meat...
I know, but like, is it you trying to scare me off from the ocean or the water?
Oh, what no, you I'm definitely do. Not. Definitely, I'm not going in the water.
You going into the Gulf when we get to clear water?
No, hell no. Did you see, like, algorithm?
Oh, here we go.
Buddy was trying to save a shark,
mm-hmm.
and he pulled it like the shark was alive, and he pulled the shark back in the water, and somehow he fell in front of the shark's mouth.
Oh boy!
Yeah, it got bad for him.
Yeah. So the shark was not appreciative of the
help.
No,
it was not appreciative at all.
Yeah, that's. I think you used this phrase called doing too much.
Way too much.
Yeah, that feels like doing too much. I'll go swimming in the ocean. I'm not sure I'm going to pull the shark back in. All right, 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now? And if you just tune in, you're like, wait a second, didn't they just do this 2 years ago? Yeah, we understand that. He's got a lot. He's got 4 years left on his deal. But the idea is if the Eagles want to re-sign some of these players, they could use some money. Or, like he was mentioned, if they want to find the money or have more money to go after a Myles Garrett, this is a way to do it. I mean, this is why the Chiefs gave Patrick Mahomes a 10-year
deal.
Bread. And they extended it over 10 years. I mean, the Eagles could add 5 or 6 years to Jalen's deal, extend all the money out, and he'll have less per year. But that means we're going into his 30s here. I do think we have a little bit of Jalen Hurts amnesia in Philadelphia right now. Like, all we remember is the last thing that we saw, which was excellent.
That's all we care about.
I know, but do you give contracts on the postseason?
Yes. Didn't he get a contract because he went to the Super Bowl and lost?
Well, no. Well, he did, but he also was second in the MVP voting that year.
Yeah, but that was the thing, because he outplayed Pat.
Sure.
Like, it's funny because we talk about it, and we forget that he outplayed Patrick Mahomes, and he did it again.
But he was also then...
This time he just won.
But yeah, he did. But last time he was 1 year away from being a free agent.
Yeah.
So they would have had to put there's no reason to do this other than we want to free up money. Like, to me...
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's a damn good reason.
But it's also taking on extra risk of like 5 years in his 30s when I have no idea what he looks like. Like, I'm great with Jalen Hurts under contract for the next 4 years. And if next year he plays like a top seven quarterback again... Then I think it's more realistic to say, let's get ahead of this. He only has 3 years left, or 2 years from now. He keeps playing at a top 5, 6, 7 level. They go back to a Super Bowl. He's got 2 years left. Then I'm like, all right, let's get ahead of this. He's going to be here for the next 5, throw some more years on. We got 4 years left. This is like this feels like a mini version of the Bryce Harper thing with 8 years left.
Half. I look at this
Bryce
as less
Harper
of
won one yet,
well,
even.
That's true. But I also look at this as less of like a reward for, wow, Jalen Hurts, like you had an incredible season. Let's just throw all this money at you. This is kind of like, well, we now know that Jalen Hurts, when surrounded by a great roster, can win you the Super Bowl.
We know
so
that.
We're,
yep.
I mean, we're skimming money off of his contract, like yearly
money
wise.
Just sounds wrong, but I get what you're saying.
But it's true. Like, it's spreading
trick.
It out
yeah.
so that yeah. yeah, so that we can add more, so that we can win again with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I like that idea, but I don't. The risk to go into his 30s guys at times this year. If we had proposed this conversation in November, we would have been laughed off the air. Like, I can't let
things have changed.
Well, because of two great games,
two of them things.
I know, and they were the biggest games,
the Super Bowl,
right? But again,
that's not just two games.
Kind of a big deal around these parts.
Back in 2018, if someone had proposed that Nick Foles should have been the quarterback for the next 5 years because of one game, what would that have looked like? I mean, actually, I tried that, and everyone got mad at me for that.
But Nick Foles came in and finished the job of somebody else. If Foles had played that entire season, I think we all were being realistic with ourselves that
probably,
it wouldn't have looked like that.
I know.
We just went through a full season with Jalen Hurts
and
won the Super Bowl.
But
we won the Super Bowl.
But did he look like a quarterback all year long that you want to extend for the next 6 years?
No, he didn't.
But it did turn out that we can win with him.
I recognize that. I also recognize there are a lot of quarterbacks that in their 30s, we do this thing we remember the outliers. Tom Brady played great through his 30s, and Aaron Rodgers played great through most of his 30s. Now he stinks. There's also the Russell Wilsons who decline, and there's the Donovan McNabbs who decline. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks who are just blah in their 30s, and that could be Jalen Hurts. I don't know until we start to get closer to it. 215-592-9494. For now, to your point, Hewitt to Kyle's, as you guys beat me up about this today. I was reading this morning, Bill Barnwell had a story about how much the top defensive free agents could get.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, I think people are going to be shocked next week when free agency starts, how much money per year some of these Eagles get when they probably leave here. You ready for these numbers?
Yes.
ESPN projecting Josh Sweat at $25 million per year.
You're going to get that money they took from him and then some.
Projecting Milton Williams at $21 to $25 million per year.
No, that's awesome.
And projecting Zach Bond at $16 to $21 million per year. There's a world where next week, Sweat, Williams, Bond, according to ESPN, are all $20 million a year players. You know how much those guys made this year? Like four, I don't know what Williams made, like one and seven or eight?
Oh, yeah, that's why they're about to do it big.
Yep.
Like, he's about to live high on the hog.
But that means it's going to be almost impossible for the Eagles to bring
all of those guys
back. Or maybe any of them. I mean, do you think the Eagles are going to spend $20-plus million a year on Zach Bond?
Mm-mm.
Do you think they're going to spend $25 on Josh Sweat?
I think they'll be able to get one of them. Josh Sweat is not one of them, though. Milt Williams is another.
Yeah,
I think your best bet is to try to go after Bond.
I agree with you. I'm just saying if it goes to the high end of these projections, I don't know if any of these guys come back. 215-592-9494. And then we had last week, you know, a lot came out when Jordan Mailata was on the afternoon show. But listen to what he said about Mekhi Becton, another guy that could get paid a lot of money if the Eagles can find that money to pay these guys. Here is Becton on with Mailata in the afternoon show last week.
Man, I can't begin to explain. You know, I think we kind of knew him as a tackle. Mm-hmm. You know, and we knew what we were going to get. But then when we made Stout and management, made the decision to move him to guard, it was kind of just like a question mark. But you could see that if he could learn it, he's got the size and he's got the athleticism to pull it off. And, you know, at first it wasn't easy. And, you know, there were some hurdles to jump over. But, man, I tell you what, the guy just took coaching. Went back on the field and kept working on it. And, you know, that I think the biggest saying that we had this year was, I can't be great without the greatness of others. Landon and Cam, because Cam played it right guard in 23.
Mm-hmm.
So just those two just chipping away at Mekhi and Stout too, just kept molding that piece of clay that by the end of the year, that was the finished product. And
yeah.
He's so special. This the player he is on the field, but what I care about most is who he is off the field. And man, he's a great human being, man. Come on, Howie, bring him back.
Oh, how about the end there? How about the end?
Yeah, you're about to cry, man. That's a big sensitive man.
Well, and I think it's going to be hard for them to lose a lot of these players. I mean, they won the Super Bowl together. Whenever that happens, I mean,
you get a little sentimental. I get that.
Yeah, and you want to keep the band back. It sounds like you guys are getting sentimental. We keep Jalen Hurts' money.
Oh, no, I'm saying, I'm looking at it. I'm playing chess here.
This feels like checkers.
This is a chess move.
No, not every move you make can be chess.
Every move I make is a chess.
I like the strategy. No, I'm thinking chess.
Yeah, I'm thinking chess.
No matter what
it is. I think you're playing checkers. You're playing chess.
I'm playing chess. I don't even know how to play chess.
This might be part of the problem.
I don't even know how to play chess, but this seems like a long, long move. This seems like the move that you make when you're trying to build a team that's going to be a dynasty.
Yeah, but there's also a dead end that it's potentially
like
to your.
That's going to irritate some people.
Yep, it will. Well, I'm irritating people today, and that's okay. I mean, can we be real here for a second about Jalen Hurts? Are we sure he's going to be a very high end player 6-7 years from now? I, I'm not. I'm just not. I'm happy he's
here. Are
we
sure?
Are we sure? Then why am I paying him $60 million a year then?
You pay for the potential. You pay for the potential.
But you don't have to.
You don't have to, but do I want to win another Super Bowl? We sat here all last week, and we talked about trying to put ourselves in position to win another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm asking you this simple question. Simple yes or no question. Does adding more talent around my quarterback that has question marks help us win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'll answer yes to that particular question.
Yes,
yeah.
Because that's what we're trying to do, correct?
Yeah, but I'm not trying to just win a Super Bowl next year. I want to be the best team in the NFL for the next 10 years.
Yeah, but it starts with the move that you make tomorrow.
Yeah, it does.
And the move you make tomorrow helps keep you in that conversation. Because this is what we're talking about, Joe. We're talking about being relevant. We're talking about relevancy in NFL. Mm-hmm. And to kick the money down the road and allow yourself more flexibility to go out and get those type of players, that gives you a chance to be more relevant.
Sure. You know, the Eagles had an opportunity, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, to sign a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they've done it twice now in the last 6 years. That each time they chose a reasonable amount of years, and one time it was for the best of the... Imagine if they gave Carson Wentz a 10-year deal.
Yeah, but that was different. Carson Wentz.
What do you mean?
I feel like...
They didn't think that. They thought he was their guy.
But now we know in hindsight.
Right, I know. But but they're 1-for-2 on this, right?
Way to sum it up in a nutshell.
He was a loser. They missed on Wentz. They were right on Hurts. But part of why this is all worked, because they didn't give out a 10-year deal. Like, if you give out a 10-year deal or add 5 or 6 years to Hurts' deal, what if he goes bad in 3 years? Then you're screwed.
Can I just be clear?
Mm-hmm. Be clear, Kyle. Be clear.
I don't care about 6-7 years from now. I don't. If this is a checkers move, I'm getting kinged next year, and I'm winning the freaking Super Bowl again. If we look back in 6-7 years and Hurts stinks, but we have 2 Super Bowls with him, we're going to think it was worth it.
No, if we're going to yell about the moment.
That's fine. But, like, we will always have this to look back
on. I understand that.
And this was a move that we had made to make it easier for us to go win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I think it's an easy way out. I think higher of Howie than just to throw more money at Jalen Hurts. It's the easy way
out. There's no easy way out.
And there's no course. What's it? How to go? There's no easy way out.
This is your shortcut home.
I was thinking it. You beat me to it, but I couldn't remember the words.
215-592-9494. All right. Along with your phone calls on this, would you extend Hurts' contract right now to lower his cap number, but you're going into his 30s? I mean, we can have a real conversation about Jalen with the specter of he did just do what he did. He is a winning quarterback. He's a champion. And I'm thrilled that he's under contract for the next 4 years. I'm not throwing $60 million a year into his 30s. Like, you guys are nuts. Okay, but along with all this, we do have something really cool going on at Odyssey this week. Odyssey is giving away a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th through the 23rd. It's called Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. So here's what you need to know. It's very simple. It's like one of the easiest things you got to do. Just keep listening. And over the course of the show, 3 times over the course of the show, Kyle is going to give you the word of the day. You take that word, you go to 94WIP.com for your chance to win. So when you hear the word of the day for the Odyssey's Buckets and Bets giveaway, go to 94WIP.com and you put that word in. So that word's coming up later in the show. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Would you do it? Would you extend Jalen Hurts' contract? I can't believe you guys have brought me here. He's got 4 years left on his deal. And you're trying to throw more money at him. Let's go to Kevin in Delaware. What's up, Kevin?
Joe.
Kevin.
You are one of the main reasons why I don't call in the radio show as much as I used to over the past couple of years.
Okay, what did I do?
It's harsh, man.
It's your negativity, dude. I'm with Kyle and I'm with Hugh on this. He's, what, 25 right now? So we extend him out and we have him, say, on contract until he's 35.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to 2 or 3 Super Bowls and win them over the next 5 or 6 years. Who's going to care about the balance of the 4 years?
Everyone listening.
Hold on, Kevin. I want to give you
an example and see what you say to that example. I could have said the same thing when they won the Super Bowl in February 2018. No one's going to care. We won the Super Bowl. And by 2023, or by 2020, Kevin, they wanted to fire Howie Roseman. Half the people that called the station would call me every night and say, fire Howie. So you know as well as I do, Kevin, as a longtime fan, that that doesn't fly. Well, winning one doesn't change the future.
It's stupidity on the Eagles fans' part. But I'm telling you, if they go to two or three Super Bowls and win two of them, no one's going to care.
And what if
no
they don't? Okay, I'll play your way. Let's say they do. What if they don't? You can't guarantee me they're going to win if they throw more money at the guy.
No, you can't guarantee them, but what you are doing is you're setting yourself up for success down the long run.
Yes.
If you're able to bring in a guy like Myles Garrett to add to our defense, which is already a phenomenal defense, and we've got him for the next 4 or 5 years, and every year we add different tools and different pieces, because we have Jalen at the cheaper, because of the contract extension, you're setting us up to win.
In the short term, but then 5 years from now, it could get ugly, and you're okay with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well then,
I'm okay with that.
That's fine. I can't argue with you what your preference is. I just would rather good teams, really good teams, all the time, rather than just go all in for the next 3 or 4 years and then potentially fall off. That's just the way I view it.
Dude, I feel for you, my brother. I really feel.
I mean, you guys are both playing checkers.
Thank you, Kevin.
You guys are the checkers.
He has a strong opinion, and we respect it. Even if it's
absolutely
wrong, we respect.
Even if it's wrong, we
and that's why I respect Hugh every day, because every day he's got the same thing. Kevin, we appreciate it, man. Good phone call. So that's fine. You don't have to want to do this, but like, don't let's not pretend. If like, all right, let me just give you an example. Let's say Jalen Hurts 5 years from now looks like the last couple years of Russell Wilson. You think the phone lines of WIP are going to be like, well, we won 4 years ago. I'm happy.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Well,
I'm not talking about? I'm not talking about that. I look at it like this. This team and this coach, for that matter, had the innate ability to evolve and adapt to what the quarterback's strength was at this time. And I feel like as we progress through this and as Jalen evolves and changes as a quarterback, we will adapt to his skill set at the time. The one thing, like I said earlier, blessing and a curse. This team has a great GM that does a great job of picking the right pieces and putting them around their quarterback so everybody can thrive.
Sure.
Everybody can eat. And I just look at the evolution of it. The simple fact, and part of what's fueling why I'm feeling this way, is just reading a lot of the stories about how serious the Eagles are about potentially getting Myles Garrett here. So in order to make that dream happen, in order to facilitate that, this is the only recourse that you have, Joe.
Well, it would help. I mean, I would give you that. I think they could probably get him without doing it, but it would certainly help the situation.
To what Kevin said, I don't think it's negative to say that you shouldn't extend him. I mean, think about it. There's a reality that Howie Roseman doesn't do it. That doesn't mean Howie's being negative about the Eagles. He's just thinking about the future a little bit more.
It's likely they don't extend his contract this offseason. So, I would call it unlikely they do. I mean, he has 4 years left.
Well, don't be negative, Joe.
Well, I'm trying.
Negative Joe.
Always got to cross Jalen Hurts, man.
You know what? Never I'm trying to win all the time. You guys are playing checkers over here, just winning tomorrow and the next day.
I don't think you like Jalen's eyebrows. That's what it is. You don't like his eyebrows.
I don't know if I know. I've noticed his eyebrows. Does he have nice eyebrows? Not nice eyebrows?
I don't know. But did you see his doppelganger was at the
combine
this week?
He did. I forget his name now, but he looked just
from Virginia,
like
a DB. From Virginia? Yeah.
Do they have similar eyebrows? Is that
why? Well, they look alike. They do kind of look
alike.
It's the haircut. Yeah,
and then their size, he kind of looks like it too. Let's go to Nathaniel in Collegeville. What's up, Nathaniel?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey, Nathaniel. What's up?
So, this may sound a little contradictory here, but I'm going to actually agree with you, Joe. I don't think you need to extend it right now. And I'll, contradictory is that Jalen's going to last a long time. He's got mental toughness. He takes care of himself, not a drinker, keeps his head to the grindstone. And he's super committed to teams that are loyal to him. So I don't think you have to worry about that. And I think if, how he's going to start playing chess, this is not maybe overthinking it to try and do this now.
Yeah, that's the way I feel, Nathaniel. I just think it's premature. Like when we get to 3 years left on his deal, 2 years left, that feels like the sweet spot for the Eagles to add some years if you know he's playing well at that point and he's healthy and all those, you know, he's checking all those boxes and they're winning. That feels like, all right, let's get ahead of this before he gets close to free agency because we think he's going to be here anyway. That feels smart to me. With 4 years left, like, Nathaniel, you might be right, and he does work hard, and I imagine he's going to take great care of his body, but there's so much unknown we don't know. Like, what if he gets hurt next year? Like, we have no idea what the future looks like. Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, it's just, I think the second part of that, and probably the bigger part, is that Howie, you got to trust that he's smart enough to not outsmart himself. You know, you see GMs do this, and I mean, look at the Sixers. We just kept outsmarting ourselves over and over and over. Like, I don't think Howie's going to have to outsmart himself. So, you know, why jump on that now?
Well, that, and Nathaniel, it's a great pivot there. And Nathaniel, we appreciate the phone call. So, obviously, Jalen and Joel are different animals, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in terms
totally
of
different animals.
Size, injury history, one's a winner, one's not a champion, all those kind of things. But, I mean, didn't we just go through a team giving an extension for no reason?
That was something totally different.
But it was money that didn't have to be given out at the time.
Well, it wasn't for no reason. Jalen Hurts just won the Super Bowl. Embiid's, you know, we understand the reality of what Embiid's done.
No, I meant the Embiid
Sixers.
One. The Embiid.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's... What has Joel Embiid done that Jalen Hurts did? Like, he hasn't done what Jalen Hurts did.
Of course, he's done nothing close to it.
Yeah. Well, so, like, I don't think it's an apt comparison because Jalen Hurts a proven winner. Joel Embiid's, you know.
I know. Does this city have great track records of handing out extensions way ahead of time? Ryan Howard got one with 2 years left. He fell apart. Joel Embiid got one. Like, why? Don't you guys trust Howie to move the money around without this? It feels like checkers. I'm playing chess. You're playing checkers.
What if this is a move that Howie thinks he can make as a way to move money around, then we're all going to be like, Howie season. He figured out a way.
Well, I mean, aren't we at the point in the Eagles' run where whatever Howie does, it's Howie season?
Yeah, but that could be one of them.
It could be.
That's a way to move money around.
And it might be the way to move the most money around, to both of your points. I mean, if the objective is only to open up cap space, you know, extending Jalen Hurts.
That's the objective.
Yeah. And
in my mind, that's the objective.
And this would give you the most, right? Because he's the most expensive player.
Yes. And that's why I say it's a checkers move. I mean, a chess move.
You caught yourself.
Well, no, it's
you
a, it's
it
a
checkers.
Chess.
You call it checkers.
Move. It's a chess move. It's definitely a chess move because you're trying to strengthen your football team. You know, it's going to put money in somebody's pocket, but you're strengthening your football team.
Yeah. And with that, you take risks down the end. Now, maybe some people out there don't think there's any risk. They think Jalen Hurts is going to play until he's 37 and play at a high level. And maybe the Eagles feel that way. I'm not sold on that. And I love that he's here now in his 20s, but I'm not signing up for his 30s at the age of 26. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Are your phone calls and all this? Should the Eagles extend Jalen Hurts' contract right now? Throw, you know, 6 years, $360 million on it. Give him market rate, smooth out the cap hits, and have more money for these free agents of Myles Garrett. I'm not interested. Hugh and Kyle are trying to convince me. Where do you come down? And we'll get to probably the biggest news of the weekend next. A little rock bottom check-in with you-know-what team, the Sixers. The latest on Joel Embiid, who has been shut down for the season. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. College basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, get $150 of bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 extra bucks to bet on everything, from the conference clashes to tournament upsets, and even who's cutting down the nets. Look, there's a lot of teams out there that look like they are championship worthy, from Duke to Auburn. I think a team in Maryland can make a big run and get to the Final Four. I've been waiting to join FanDuel. There's no better time. The app is easy to use, and when you win, you get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get in on the college hoops action before March takes over. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.